Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Fan.
Good morning.
We seem to be focusing on companion animals quite a bit this morning.
We are, and unfortunately a companion to some of the animals that are highly unwanted. Now,
yeah.
You know that in Puna, many pet owners are fearing for their four-legged companions. The stings from little fire ants, an invasive species, are being blamed for partial blindness and cloudy eyes in dogs and cats. Most of the information is anecdotal. There is yet to be a study proving conclusively that the little fire ants cause blindness. The condition, though, is called tropical keratopathy, and pet owners aren't waiting for the research. They're holding a community meeting tomorrow night to look at what can be done now to save other pets on Hawaii Island's east side. Sid Singer is the director of the Good Shepherd Foundation. He joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you. Certainly for any pet owner who sees anything wrong with his or her pet, it can be devastating. The fact that we don't have conclusive proof with the ants and their stings and possible blindness to animals seems to be not quite the point, although clearly you believe that there is a link between the two.
Yeah, there does seem to be a link. There was a study done in Tahiti that found, a correlation between the appearance of the ants, and they have a big fire ant problem there too, and the incidence of this clouding of the eyes. But in any event, we need to help the animals. I mean, getting rid of the ants is really not an option anymore on the Big Island, according to the Hawaii Ant Lab, which is sort of having to learn how to deal with them. And one of the, if this is a problem caused by the ants, which it seems certainly to be associated, then we still need a strategy for dealing with this eye problem, which is like a lifelong problem for these animals and can lead to partial and even total blindness.
You make a good point that correlation doesn't necessarily mean causality, but it doesn't really matter if you have animals who are at risk and people who obviously love their animals. So we know it's not just on Hawaii Island. There are little fire ants on Oahu, too. We don't seem to be seeing the same prevalence of the problems with animals over here. Why is that?
Well, I don't think you have nearly the incidence of the little fire ant there as we do here. But one of the things we do hope to do in spearheading this effort to find the cause and the cure for this is to do a survey of the veterinarians throughout the state and find what their experience is. Here on the Big Island, it's like, ground zero for these fire ants. They're everywhere, especially on the east side where it's moist. And that's where the problem is. It's affecting more than 50% of the animals in the Puna area, especially. And it goes all the way up the Hamakua coast past Hilo. So it's a big problem that needs to be addressed. And people, veterinarians, aren't even sure of the diagnosis, and no treatment seems to work. They've tried antibiotics, they've tried antifungals, antivirals, anti-inflammatories, and nothing seems to work for this. So there needs to be a new approach and some research that goes into this.
We called several veterinarians, and they said exactly that. We don't really have much to offer. We can try to treat it the best that we can, but we really don't know enough. Given that fact, why haven't we seen a conclusive study up until this point, and what's it going to take to get one?
That's a very good question. I think part of the problem is because there's no solution, I don't think there's a lot of, because the animals aren't in pain, which is the good news, they don't seem to be in pain with this eye condition. It makes it seem like it's not as significant. That combined with the fact that there's nothing you can do right now. So typically it's, the idea is to just tell people to get used to it. This is part of life in the tropics. But I don't think that's an acceptable answer. And I think, we need to try different alternatives. The problem is I don't want people to try just any remedy that they read on the internet or hear anecdotally that might work. And there's a lot of things that cause clouding of the cornea. And we're talking about the cornea of the eye, the outer part of the eye, not like cataracts, which is the clouding of the lens of the eye. This is the outer skin of the eye, so to speak. And this clouding can spread. Interestingly, when you remove the animals from the tropics, it seems to get better. And when you bring them back to the tropics, it gets worse again. Thing going on. And the reason it's also controversial whether the ants are involved is because normally if you get a sting in the eye, you're going to have irritation, inflammation, itching, tearing, pain, and it gets better after a while, hopefully. But in this case, the animals seem to have no other inflammation in their eye. They just have this clouding of the cornea, and which can expand, and it doesn't go away, and it just lasts like the rest of their lives.
So, Sid, if this is the case, and there isn't anything that is an established treatment for this, what are you telling people to do, given the fact that you say that they shouldn't try anything that they simply see on the internet or that somebody may pass along to them anecdotally? In a way, you're passing on stuff anecdotally too, but do you have some sense of what is working with all the people that you know there, or what people are in fact trying with their animals?
Well, we don't know what's working. We have to approach this scientifically, and we're working with local vets on the Big Island to come up with some alternative treatments that are going to be safe, and it has to be documented and done scientifically. We're also working with some lab on the mainland. It's actually a world-famous veterinary ocular pathology laboratory associated with the University of Wisconsin that is going to help examine this situation and come up with a better diagnosis. We also have to get research into trying to find a pathogen which may be involved. It could be that the venom from the ant in the eye allows the introduction of a pathogen as a secondary infection, and it's a very slow infection. There are human eye conditions where they have an infection in the cornea that doesn't cause inflammation, and it just creates this type of a problem. So that might be the case. It also could be an immune reaction. So we're really at we're in a total fog regarding the cause and treatment for this. So we need to fund research. I mean, what we're hoping to do is, involve local vets and the mainland vets in helping come up with an answer. And just allowing the community to realize that they're not alone in this plight, because it's really, even though the animal doesn't seem to be in pain, it's heartbreaking to, watch your animal lose its vision. And eye contact is such an important part of the human-animal bond.
So, Sid, as you're having this meeting tomorrow night to be able to draw together the community, what I'm hearing you say is this is really meant for the owners to be able to bond or to feel some sense of commiseration. But aside from knowing that maybe in the future, perhaps even the near future, that there'll be a study, there's not really a whole lot that can be offered.
That's true. I think the first thing is to, even get acknowledgement that there's an epidemic going on here. We've tried. I've gotten contact, I have my website, Fire Ant Eye, about this, and I've gotten contacted by people moving to the Big Island, to the Puna area, which is actually the fastest growing part of the state. And they're bringing their pets. After jumping through all the hoops you have to jump through to bring your pet to Hawaii, and now they're worried that their pet's going to go blind or partially blind because of this condition. It's a serious problem that needs to first be acknowledged by, I think, some authority in Hawaii. We're getting vets are going to acknowledge it. They're going to put it on their website locally. But you talk to the Department of Agriculture, and they're concerned about livestock, not pets. And you talk to APHIS on the federal level, and they're concerned with the importation of diseases that might affect humans.
So who exactly, because we got to go in just a second, who exactly would satisfy you as being the authority to acknowledge that we have an epidemic?
I think it should be the Department of Agriculture. They have a page about importation of animals for, bringing them into the state. So I think that would be a great place to warn people that, at least on the Big Island, on the east side of the Big Island, you have a very good chance that your animal can become blind if it comes here, partially blind.
Sid, we have to go for the moment, but we'll be watching this and hopefully looking forward to hearing that there will be a study soon underway. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Animal advocate Sid Singer is the director of the Good Shepherd Foundation. The community meeting that we referenced takes place tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Pahoa Community Center.